And Candice Ost is my special guest this morning. And she is something else. She really is. She's the Director of Development and Community Relations at the South Park Inn. And whenever I hear the South Park Inn, I can never forget the days that we were there when it all started with Governor William O'Neill. And it has been such a success because of leadership like Candice. And she's my special guest this morning. Candice, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Well, I am fine. A lot better now that you're here. And you know, this Battle of the Badges fundraiser, who came up with that idea of the Battle of the Badges?
The Battle of the Badges, it is the fire departments in Connecticut and also police departments came up with this fundraiser to support South Park Inn.
And you are the director. How long have you been at South Park, Candice?
I've actually been employed here since June, but over the years I've been a volunteer at South Park Inn, so I was very familiar with their important mission.
Well, you are just a marvelous person to be there, and I will never forget when this all started. It was something that people were concerned about. Governor William O'Neill was governor at the time, and he was the one. He said, we got to do it. And we went over and we had a meeting, and the rest is history. Now, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that you've got firefighters, and they're going to play hockey against the police officers. Is that right?
Yes. We actually, on Saturday at the XL Center, starting at 12:15, we have four games with different police departments, fire departments, everyone from Simsbury, Watertown, New Britain, East Hartford, Hartford, and they're going to be playing hockey against each other.
Boy, that's, I'll tell you, this is going to be tremendous. You're going to have a big crowd, I'll tell you.
We anticipate a minimum of about 800 to 1,000 people.
Oh, that's, you know something, Candice, the reason that South Park is where it is now is because of people like yourself and the folks that are working there, and it is absolutely one of the best helpers of those who need help that I've ever met. And to have somebody like yourself and the folks that you work with doing a special like this. Now, this is $20 a ticket, 100% of all the proceeds, my friends, okay, are going to the South Park Inn. And also, you're going to get a game with the Wolfpack, right?
Right. The Wolfpack has been very generous, and the $20 ticket that gets you into the police and firefighters games also gets you into the Wolfpack versus the Belleville Senators at 7 p.m.
Boy, this is going to be something. You're going to get you know something? You wait and see. You're going to get a big crowd.
We're very excited, and also Jacob Jukinowicz is going to drop the puck at the opening ceremony for the Wolfpack, and he's a seventh grader from Bristol, and he and his classmates collected pennies for South Park. They collected $1,500.
Wow. In pennies?
Yes. Oh. And thank heavens they gave us a check and not the pennies.
Boy, you know something, though. You know, just having you on this morning, you have no idea. You have no idea. I feel like it was yesterday when we went there, and you folks that have never given up have made it one of the outstanding shelters in the state of Connecticut. There's no question about it. And William A. O'Neill, the governor at the time, won a huge award because he backed this, and it was. Something that you folks just continued to do, and it's one, as I said, one of the best Park Inns around Connecticut. And how long did you say again have you been there?
I've been here since June.
And you take a liking to the place too, huh?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it.
What was it? Let me just get a little nosy here, Candace. What was it when you first got in there? What was it that that made you feel this way?
I think immediately I got the sense of how dedicated the staff were to the residents at South Park Inn, and everyone just works together to help people succeed and get sort of back on their path again. And the dedication and the commitment of the people who work here, and also the wonderful residents that simply have, you know, hit a bump in their path and just need some support to gain their independence again and permanent housing.
And you know, Candace, I've got to personally thank you for your support of the veterans.
It's, absolutely.
It's just when that started, that was something that, you know, when you think that these men go out and they fight for their country and they run into some problems, and then there's a place like South Park to take care of them and to help them. So we can never thank you enough. And I when I go down to the South Park Inn and take a look, it's just a place that has a lot of love in it. And you guys just do it. You really do. And I just don't think you get enough thanks sometimes.
Well, it's a privilege to serve the veterans, that's for sure.
Well, again, give us the times now, again, when this is going to happen, so you'll get that crowd. You're going to get one, too.
Tomorrow at the XL Center, the first game is the Police Department versus Simsbury Fire Department. They'll drop the puck at 12:15. We have four games. They end at 5 o'clock, and at 5:30 you can start to enter in for the Wolfpack game. And your $20 ticket gets you into all of the games. And during the Wolfpack game, we also will have a silent auction with some really great items.
Oh, this is terrific. This is terrific. And again, the place, so people, if they didn't get it earlier, it's going to be where?
It will take place at the XL Center in downtown Hartford.
Well, this is going to be fabulous. Hey, do me a favor. I got to ask you a favor. Can you call me on Monday and let me know how it turned out? I'd love to talk to you again.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay, you call at the same time and just let us know how it turns out. And I certainly will pass this along to Nikki O'Neill because she was a big part of it too. And South Park Inn is still doing fine. And we thank you for your dedication, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. And I'll speak with you on Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Candace Oss, she is the Director of Development and Community Relations at the South Park Inn.